My friend.
Oh my god! What is your friend?
Yes. It's very nice. And it's sparkly, it dressed for the occasion tonight.
Wait. Do you have a name for it?
No, I don't have a
name.
We
should name it.
MJ.
MJ. Oh my god. Oh my
god. No.
It's an iconic name. Like, it deserves it, honestly, at this point.
Welcome to the Bachelor Party Higher Learning crossover event of 2021. I'm Juliette Littman, the host of Bachelor Party, and I'm joined by my teammates, Rachel Lindsay and Van Lathan from Higher Learning. Hello.
What up?
What's
up? How y'all doing?
It's a special Bachelor holiday. The Bachelor just premiered on ABC. And Van Lathan, this is your first time watching The Bachelor.
Yes, I've never watched a whole episode of The Bachelor before, but I watched every minute of this one.
Oh my goodness. We're going to get your instant reactions in a second. Rachel, how are you feeling? First Black Bachelor.
Listen, I feel good. The day has finally come. We waited a long time for this. I've been a huge advocate for a Black Bachelor, and here we are. So I'm ready to get started to talk about Matt. I feel like I'm going to be doing a lot of defending of Matt.
You are? Interesting. Okay. I just wondering why that would be. Van, how do you feel right now? You've just watched your first episode of The Bachelor. You did watch Tayshia and Claire's season of The Bachelorette, so you have a little bit of context, more than Matt, to be honest.
Right. Tayshia and then Chip and Dale early on. Yeah. I watched them. But it this is different because I'm not gonna lie, like women are fine. So this one, like right away, you can get through like an episode. Maggie, shout out Maggie, man. Like shout out Africa. Right away. It's great. Like the show was easy to watch.
It's funny you say that because I really prefer The Bachelorette, and I was like, okay. Like, there's so many people here. There's all these women. I was just like, can we go back to The Bachelorette? That's more fun for me. But how'd you feel about Matt? The Bachelor.
Van?
We're doing first impressions, so you have
okay,
to go.
So look. Okay, so first impression, very, very handsome brother.
Very.
Straight back, stands up straight, looks great in the little, I like the tux, the little black lapel joint. Mm-hmm. It's all good. You know what I mean? I feel like if Joan was still with us, thumbs up on that from the fashion police.
Her stylist is the Bachelor stylist, just FYI.
His name is
Carrie Fettman.
He's done a great job. Matt did look phenomenal. I loved the velvet jacket. Loved
the jacket. Loved great. Everything. He came out. Diamond jawline, all of that. Then, all right, Matt decided that he was a little nervous. Want to talk to Chris.
Yes, he did. He needed to have a sit down with Papa Chris.
Want to talk to Chris. Want to pull Chris aside. Okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't know what he was going to say. Even Chris looked taken aback. Chris was like, oh, no, let's get to the girls. Like, what's wrong with you? So Matt then tells Chris, look, just to let you know, I'm biracial and I'm here in representative of all the races. And
I don't think he said that. He didn't say I'm representing
Van
all the races.
Loves to,
he said, that was a little Michael Vick. I'm ad-libbing on the scramble. Okay. But what he said was essentially that he's Black and he's white. Mm-hmm. He's representing and he doesn't want to feel pressured to choose one type of love while he's on the show. I'm not going to use up too much oxygen, but I was enraged by this scene. Nobody asked you if you felt any, like, go and pick the girls. And do the thing. I think he was getting they did a lot of this in the show, getting maybe the Black people that are watching the show ready for the fact that there might be an interracial couple, which give the viewers some credit. If that happens, then it happens. I don't know why they're babying people into it.
All right. There's a lot to discuss here. Go for it.
You don't understand Bachelor Nation. So I'm going to defend Matt when it comes to this. Like I had more of an issue. I'm going to back up. I had more of an issue with the fact that he had this conversation with Chris Harrison and sat down. To me, it was a screenshot of the problems with the Bachelor franchise. Matt James is sitting down explaining to a white man what pressure he feels being the first Black Bachelor. Chris Harrison even said, what pressure? What pressure are you talking about? And then he goes on to say the pressure it is to be in this position and to be the first and blah, 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 blah. I didn't like that scenario. And it highlighted to me the lack of diversity that we have, that for him to have that type of deep conversation, he had to have it with Chris Harrison. Because who else would have been the next option? Me? You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Did they not ask you?
They asked me to come. Not, I don't know what they wanted me for. They asked me to come on, but I got a full-time job now. I can't. Yeah. I can't just come.
You're working.
In quarantine.
So wait. So you just undercut your entire point because they wanted you to come on and have the conversation.
No, they didn't say they wanted me to come on the conversation. They just wanted me to be a part of the season. I don't think now, that's what they wanted me for.
I got to push back. What you wanted them to bring in Al Sharpton?
But like, that's my point. That's my point. There is nobody to talk to. Because there's such a lack of diversity. And for him to have to explain what it is to be a Black man to Chris Harrison, I felt like was a not a good moment. Not a good, I got people tweeting me like crazy. Like, why is Chris Harrison having this conversation with him? It just, yeah. to me, was a little tone deaf. Now, what I will say, though, in regards to Matt and him saying he feels the pressure, you don't understand Bachelor Nation. So it's not that if it happens, it happens, and that's just what it is. Oh, I found interracial love. You will be crucified and ridiculed and receive all this hate because of the fact that you dated somebody outside your race because people think you should be with a certain person. And that's what Matt James was speaking to.
Mm. Yeah, and he said, like, people want to see you end up with a certain type of person. And I think, Van, that's what you were saying. That's, like, kind of where he was hedging,
Van
right?
Van wants to see him end up with a certain type of person.
I made no bones about it. Here's the thing. The one thing I did like about that scene, though, was how taken aback Chris Harrison seemed. You know, like, it to me,
that's
I love
the
that.
Problem.
It's like the first time you say the N-word in front of one of your white friends, and they go, oh, okay, well, I voted for Obama. And you know what I mean? And so, like, I like the fact that Chris looked completely out of his depth. Like, what is he supposed to say to him?
Yeah, but from, nothing for him to say.
Yeah, but I you know, I think, and I hope, I don't mean to speak for the whole community, but I think that there would be something amazing if an image of Black love, and not that interracial love isn't Black love, because we all like it. Shout out Harry Belafonte. But like, if the image of Black love, Black man, Black woman, wedding cake, if that was the end of this season, I think a lot of Black people would feel amazing about
sure,
it.
Sure, we haven't seen it before on the franchise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even the fact they're talking about it like multiple times this episode, that is brand new for this show. Like, Van, this is like the whitest show in the world. So you haven't seen it before. But like that, just the fact that like so many of the conversations talked about race is a pretty big deal. I think to the point of like, who else could he have had this conversation with? He could have had it with his mom. Not that she is a Black man and can understand, but it's his mom and she is in...
That's a good point.
An interracial relationship.
It shouldn't have been Chris Harrison. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, I just thought the timing was weird, right? Like, why did they do it like right before the women were supposed to come? They clearly were filming like at least for a week. He was there. His mom was there. Also, like, what about his brother? Like, I don't know. I didn't even know Matt James had a brother. I was like, really? This is new information for me. And I'm a Matt James stalker. So
did
I
you just
like,
say, wait, did you just say you didn't know that Matt James was a brother?
I think he had a brother.
Oh, Matt James. Make things uncomfortable, Van.
Van, I just want you to know my personal backstory, which is that in June of 2019, I became obsessed with Tyler Cameron, who was on The Bachelorette with Hannah Brown. And as a result, became familiar with Matt, who is his like best friend, roommate at the time, kind of roommate now. And like a long time ago, I was like, Matt James should be the first Black Bachelor. And here we are. So I feel a lot of ownership over this season. Because I'm just like excited about it. So I just wanted you to know that. Just wanted you to have all the info.
Hey, look, Matt, I'll tell you one thing. Central casting. He's very handsome. He looks the part. Yeah, you can't take it away from the brother. He looks like he's, what is he, 6'5", something like that?
6'5", yes. He plays
Juliet Forrest. She knows weight too.
Did he play sports?
Yes, he played tight end at Wake Forest met Tyler, and then actually learned today he moved to Pittsburgh after college, and then he's been in New York for the last 3 years.
Is there going to, how many of the other bachelors do they have that do the athletics? How many?
Several. Bachelors and the bachelor go
three?
Together.
Three?
Okay.
Bachelors, yeah.
So Colton, mm-hmm. Jesse Palmer, and right. was there another?
Now Matt.
Wasn't there Matt. Aaron Rodgers' brother?
Jordan Rodgers won the Bachelorette. He was not on the Bachelor.
Okay.
But he's in the mix. There's been a lot of like football players on the Bachelorette.
Because the offseason, okay, just because,
you know,
it works.
Was this guy and it was Dale. And I don't want to see, you know, I don't want to see, you know, Nick Young on the next Bachelor or something like that. Like they seem like they're going, they dip into the well. Let's get a black scientist or something like that.
what did you guys think about the vibrator? I mean, why haven't we talked about it yet? It's been 10 minutes.
I thought the vibrator was, listen, and Van doesn't understand this. They've never started out a show. No, you've never seen The Bachelor before. They've never started out a show where
Van's
it
like,
opens.
I understand vibrators, but.
Okay, excuse me. Let me, yes. Let me give you your credit in that. Where they've never started out a show where it starts off with a limo entrance because of what's to come with it. So for me, I thought, okay, this is obviously going to be the most exciting, drama interesting part of the entire show or episode because they started off with the vibrator. I thought it broke the ice. He laughed awkwardly when it happened, and I think it's what led to the prayer.
Why did that lead to the prayer?
Just, it's a pray over there.
Okay, I want to come back to the prayer. I'm not ready to discuss it yet. I have a question for you guys. Like Van, what do you know about Matt? This is your first time meeting him. I can't answer this because I've done a lot of research. But like, what do you know about him? Because this is the first time they've had to like introduce a new guy in like 15 years. Like they've just been like going through the cycle. So like, I'm just curious, like, what do you know about him? And what do we know about him?
Like background wise?
No, just like you just met this guy on TV. Like who's the Bachelor? If they're like, who's the Bachelor? What would you say?
Oh, I'd say a very well-meaning, earnest, young black man, okay, who seems to be, I think it would be interesting. It would be a peculiar situation to be in, right? That's why I love the vibrator thing so much, because the vibrator thing to me signals, hey, this is all a big joke, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because on the show so much, people go in there, and sometimes for a guy like me, you get lost in it, like, I really want to find love, and I was hurt in the sixth grade, and I'm hoping to make up for that, and blah, 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 blah. But when she came on, she was like, hey, vibrator, it's this, you know, it's been the pandemic. Well, let's have some fun. I like that. But he seems like he takes things pretty seriously.
I can't tell. Like, I can't tell if he does. Like, I can't tell if he's playing a part or if he's like, wants to just have fun. I mean, maybe it's both, you know, like
he seemed nervous.
Both can exist. He seems super nervous.
He seemed really nervous, which I found a little endearing. You don't, he didn't realize what, like he's never done this before. So I think that that's part of the whole thing, which is why we can't really get a read on him.
Yeah. Because I was just like, I don't really know who they're trying to introduce us to. And like a lot of the more recent bachelors is like Peter's the pilot and Colton's the virgin and whatever. And I just feel like Matt is, we're starting to blank. Matt is black. Yeah, that was his storyline.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about that? What's funny is that like his little aw shucks thing, I don't meet very many brothers that are like that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Elaborate on
meaning
that.
His whole aw shucks thing, so like the girl walks up and she's in the lingerie. You know, I didn't hear him go, okay. Yeah.
Actually,
right.
He did, I think, do this.
Like it looked like to me he was a little overwhelmed. Like, and I know most brothers I know, I'm not doing the reenactment of Lady and the Tramp with you when I first, you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm not,
well,
we're not doing
that. What's he supposed to do? She brings the noodles. Just be like, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Kiss her on the cheek and say, go inside and join the rest of the ladies.
Okay, you got to play the game.
I don't know what kind of weird stuff you got going on. Like, it's food.
You can't do that.
I'm eating after you. I just got here. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But
black
but
people don't eat food when they don't see where it was made.
It's not about messing around with food. True. I'm not doing that. I don't know what you put a hoodoo on the food or whatever, but he just looked like he's kind of, that kind of guy, but it works for TV, man. It's very safe. Seems like very safe for TV. He's not going to go crazy on The Bachelor.
With the lingerie thing, he, in his interview afterwards, he was like, I love that you did that. I love that confidence. And I was like, yeah, Matt, of course that you love that a woman walked up in her lingerie. Like, you're supposed to not love it. If you don't, then why are you here? It's just, he was kind of saying like all the most obvious things possible. And he also had a lot of tells. His number one tell is when he's really into something, someone, is he licks his teeth and like does like a whole jaw thing. And I noticed that several times. And I was just like, okay, that's very obvious. And then when he's not into them, he just says, I feel that, and just tries to move on.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a couple of women that he definitely, I didn't feel like he kind of just, he definitely wasn't really into them. And there are also some women I think are going to stick around for a while just for show.
Oh, yeah. That's The Bachelor.
Right. Okay.
That's how it goes. I mean, whatever. Let's talk about the women. We haven't talked about them at all. Let's talk about the prayer first. I had a real problem with prayer. So Matt, instead of giving the toast, which is like what the lead does, Rachel, did you give a toast?
Yeah, I gave a toast. I don't remember what I said, but I gave a toast.
Okay, were you drunk at that point?
No, they protect the lead. They don't let you drink like that.
Mm, okay. Only Victoria. She clearly was breaking the 2 drinks per hour limit.
Leads, contestants, you know.
Well, it's supposed to be 2 drinks per hour now. Anyway, so instead of giving a toast, Matt says a prayer. He asks everyone to bow his heads, and then he says a prayer for everyone. And I had a problem with that. He doesn't know that everyone's Christian. He doesn't know that everyone believes in God. And I just thought that was like a very presumptuous thing to do. Like, I understand why he did it. Maybe he's not comfortable public speaking. Maybe he didn't really want to write something. I get it. Like, you know, maybe quote Shakespeare or something. It's like at a wedding when someone's like, I'm just going to quote Shakespeare and reads a sonnet. But I just like, I think that's really alienating for a lot of people. I don't know. I was kind of surprised he did that.
Yeah.
I guess he explained why he did it though. He said, when I grew up this way and when I get nervous, this is what I go to. And to me, he's sharing who he is. So true. He's saying, this is my faith. This is what I believe. And if it does make you uncomfortable, then maybe you're not the woman for me. I actually appreciated it. Plus, you know, it was a general prayer. I don't think it offended anyone. It was, you know, people pray. People are spiritual that aren't Christian.
Sure. I just think it makes an assumption, though. I don't know. Van, what'd you think?
This happened in real life to me, 96, 97 maybe.
There's always a story.
Okay. 96. My dad was coaching the baseball team, and we were getting ready to play. And my dad said, let's go ahead and get some prayer in. Everybody bowed their head, and one of my friends, Seth, goes, I'm agnostic. And my dad was like, I know you better agnost your ass to get your head down so we can go ahead and give it up to Jesus. I know you better agnost your ass. I don't know what that means, but I know you better. Like, Seth was very, you know, Seth was very upset. I don't know. It to me, I kind of tend to, like, my faith is a very personal thing. I don't even like anyone really asking me to pray, and I pray. Don't ask me to pray. I pray when I talk to God. So to me, that's just, it's a little bit of like spiritual virtue signaling. Like, let's get this thing started off in a very pious way. Matt, you're doing a lot. Just be, bro. See, he should be able to let his hair down. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just be, man. It seemed like he's trying a little hard. He's being palatable right now.
But he prayed, right? He wasn't your dad who's looking around and like, no, you need to bow your head and make sure you get on this. It's like, I'm praying, you know, join along if you want. If not, you know, like tune out. This is just going to help me open up to these ladies.
That's true.
I mean, down with it.
It was clearly for like to help him feel comfortable and like kind of like set things on and like in a way that he could move forward having fun, because it didn't really seem like he was having fun at first, even though he was into these gals. I don't know. I guess there's a lot.
Reminds me of Obama's first term.
In what way is that?
Because you looked at it and you like, it should be a little bit more swaggy to be the president. Like, you should be getting into it a little bit. Like, and Obama seemed like he was, at that first term, the first couple of years, he was a little tense.
Well, he was focusing on healthcare and getting that passed.
Yeah, I love him. But what I'm saying is he was also focusing on the fact that there had never been a black guy to do it before. And because of that, he was making sure that he came off in the right way. Matt is kind of doing this. You know, Matt to me is doing that same kind of thing. He's out, everybody pray, and I want to make sure that people don't think I have to pick a black woman. I don't know. That's still a weirdo thing. But like, he's doing all of this stuff. Chris, can we take a moment for Chris? Was even like, nah, dog, that's not what we do. Like, let's bring the ladies out. And Matt's like, no, I want to have a heart to heart before. And Chris is like, all right. So I just think he's tipping a little bit. I can't wait to see him let his hair down.
Can I just burst your bubble on that really quickly? I want you to note that they walked into a room that was already lit with candles, with two seats properly, like perfectly set together. That was planned.
Yes.
Okay. I just want you to know that.
And that's why it's annoying.
That makes the show racist then. Because I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'll tell you why. Because I don't need to be lectured by the Bachelor about what I'm about to see. I think you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound here. Like, if you, to me, it's like, I don't want to be forced. Ain't nobody going to force you. You're going to do whatever you're going to do. That seems a little condescending and a little weird if they're doing a PSA about interracial relationship in 2021 before a show.
It's just weird. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's just weird because we're coming off the Bachelorette with two interracial relationships, which is just why it's weird.
Chip and Dale.
Like, this is why you need people in the decision room. You know what I'm saying? Who would have said, we're not going to do this. This doesn't fit.
I think that also there just was the fact they had to talk about him being the first Black Bachelor, and this is how they decided to do it. And we all have notes, is the point.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Let's talk about the gals. Van, I'd like to start with you. Who just jumped out to you? Who are you like, I'll be following her on this journey?
Maggie. Yeah. Maggie.
The chuckle is not necessary.
Maggie is beautiful. Jesus Christ.
Like, she's beautiful.
By the way, shouldn't she be married to the Sultan of something? Like, she should be someone like Maggie off the chain. She was great. It's like, shout out to Ethiopia. Like, beautiful, beautiful ladies come from there. She was great. Victoria was, to me, I felt like amazing.
Are you serious or are you joking?
I'm 100% serious.
Why?
What did you like about her?
I like people who pop the most shit.
Like, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Katie was way more of that with her dildo than
both of those. It's a tie. I like both of them. You tap somebody on the shoulder with a dildo, you got it.
That was amazing.
Victoria walked in and goes, hey, princess, jump out. It's time for the queen. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's what I'm watching to see.
You know why she wasn't great? Because she was a try-hard. You had all quarantine to come up with great lines about being a queen, and your opening line is, the queen has arrived, bitches. That's it? That's all you got? She was a jester, not a queen.
Totally. Yes, Jester is exactly right. The difference between Katie and Victoria is that Katie seemed fun and Victoria empties a room. Like, Katie, you'd be like, let's go have a drink. That's really funny. Like, thanks for bringing a prop that we're all going to be joking about, perhaps using. And Victoria, you're just like, no thanks. Hope you go home tonight. Don't care for you. She was super, not for me. Also, like, Queen, I don't know. I did check out her Instagram, though, and I would say that what she presented on the show tonight seems true to who she is. Like, she goes back and forth between the Breakers in Palm Beach and Malibu and Soho. And she's just like, loves this time of year. Her birthday's coming up. She just seemed like actually exactly like that. Like, they did not have to talk her into doing that kind of thing.
What was the girl from North Carolina?
Kayla. I liked her.
Kayla.
I dig her. She's so cool, Kayla, as well.
She came with a pickup truck. It was a stick. Put some respect on her name, as she said. Right. Mm-hmm. And the sweet tea. I liked it.
The picnic. Yeah, it was very easy, comfortable, effortless. She was one of my favorites.
He immediately friend zoned her, though. She does not have a chance.
Nah, she out.
Immediately.
He was like, right there, I feel a connection because we're from the same place or something like that. Right away, it wasn't working. None of it was working.
When they were drinking the tea, he wasn't looking at her. He was like looking straight ahead. They were like next to each other. And I was just like, oh, this is not good for Kayla. Also, she just was like too much in control. I got the impression that he likes to be in control.
Mm. I can't wait for him to ask her what she thinks about some of the other women in the house. He's like, yo, Like, could you help me? What do you think I need to do to, like, it just wasn't, it wasn't there. I feel like he's going to homegirl a lot of, he seems like that kind of guy. He's a stasher. Mm. You know, I knew dudes in college that would get ladies and not figure out what they want to do with them and then stash them and then talk to them while they were really thinking about other ladies. A lot of guys stash ladies. He looks like a stasher.
It's the men are very obvious with who they're into and who they're not into. Mm. It's
so obvious. I mean, let's talk about Mari. He just watched her slink up the stairs.
I know.
Mari's definitely going Final Four. I have no doubt in my mind because he just wants to sleep with her. Like, and that's fine. But like, there's no doubt in my mind she's going Final Four.
The camera zoomed in on her ass as she walked up. I was like, wow. ABC is like, forget we're a family station. Dildos, asses. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, let's go.
But he was also very clearly looking at her ass too.
Yes, he was.
Because even I was surprised. I was like, oh. Mm. You know, so he was very clearly looking at her ass. And that to me was the one part of it that I could relate to. Because, you know, he looked, and I was like, oh, okay, all right, Matt, I see where you at. You know, but he definitely liked her. She looked good.
100%. Also, that staircase was very long. So the women had to walk like a long way. Like, it was like at least a minute long walk up to like into the door. Usually at the Bachelor Mansion, it's like 10 seconds and they're gone. But like, he had like a long time to like just gaze at her behind.
Do you think that Claire and Tayshia are jealous looking at Nimi Colin versus La Quinta?
100%. Okay, so I'm really glad you brought this up. It seems like they learned a lot of lessons. And Rob Mills said this. Like, they kind of were like, it was like training wheels at La Quinta. And then at Nimi Colin, they're like, we can do so much more. And they already are. I mean, it was way grander. Just that vista with like the hotel framing them with Matt and Chris on the carpet beforehand. Like, beautiful. It was beautiful. Yeah. And like, Matt, this like, just like looked great. It was very James Bond. Matt looks amazing. It's like beautifully framed. It feels decadent and like fancy and different. And the La Quinta is just like so much fucking Spanish tile. I hope to never see again. Like, it was just so right. much. And also when the women were like getting sloshed, like when it was like, you know, probably like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. and they're sitting in the hotel lobby, it had such a distinct, like, at the end of a wedding or, like, after prom vibe where everyone just, like, doesn't want the party to end. You're just, like, sitting around. It seemed way more fun than sitting by the, like, dinky pool in the 120-degree heat that the men You're had right. to do all summer.
The uncomfortable like sweat.
Yeah. The La Quinta seemed, it was like a whole, it seemed like it was a hotel. That's what it seemed like it was. It was a hotel. This place seemed like, it almost seemed like they were on another planet. That's a very grand place. Like I'm assuming that's a hotel as well, right?
Yes, it is. It's a resort.
It made you curious about it,
You're like, I want to go to Pennsylvania too.
I want to go there. Like, that's very nice.
Yeah. It seriously looked beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's keep talking about these women. Rachel, who jumped out to you? Who are some of your picks?
Oh, I mean, I liked Abigail because we've never seen anyone like her come on the show. And I thought she was really nice. I liked old girl in the pickup truck.
Kayla. Okay.
I liked the girl that came in the hooves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I liked her too.
I think her name was Sana.
The goat.
Right?
Yes, the goat.
The goat. Is that what she was?
Yeah. She said, Matt, you're the grace of all time. Right. And I hope you remember that I'm the goat too.
What the hell did you think the hooves were for?
I don't know. Like a beast. Like
you missed that part, bro. Rachel, on God, if you missed that detail, I don't see why you liked her. That's disturbing. like that was the whole bit. Like, the whole bit was that she was acting like a goat. You think she pulled up in some goat shoes? For what reason?
I thought it was smart because she was comfortable. They looked like goat house shoes, hooved house shoes. And
that makes no sense.
It makes like zero.
I forgot
like,
what are you talking about?
Look, we met 30 women, okay? Right. It's been a long day. I'm exhausted.
Seriously.
I forgot that she said the goat. The hooves. Anyways, she was one of my favorites. And obviously, old girl with the vibrator. No, I like the girl who came in the lingerie. I thought that was smooth. And you know, she wasn't cocky about it, right?
No.
She was kind of shy, but confident. And
she seemed
smooth,
a little uncomfortable, which I thought was cute.
I loved it. She knew she had a nice body. She's like, I'm going to let you do this for me. Let him take control. That was smooth. I'm surprised that actually hasn't been done before.
I know. It is surprising. Also, it was like probably a little chilly. So, you know, shout out to her. I was just really concerned about, did she have all of the right undergarments for the dress that she ended up picking? Because like the lingerie she was wearing, she couldn't wear underneath that dress.
I no, she couldn't.
Did she bring another bra with her? I was just really like worried about her comfort.
I know
that. I was just, you know. Just a question, but she probably had room on that, like, you know, when she was wheeling in the dresses or whatever. I like that too. And I thought it was so funny. Matt was like, I love that you did that, like in a really earnest way. He's like, yeah, we know that you did.
Yeah, of course. You
very
love it.
Clear.
She
very,
came out there with
clear.
No clothes on.
Yeah. What'd you guys think about Brie? She came out of the limo first in the striking green dress. I feel like we're going to be seeing a lot of her. So what'd you think? She's the one whose mother is Persian. Her father is black.
Oh, I enjoyed that. She, a little, you know, switch it up a little bit. And I thought the story that she told about, I think it was her mom being white pass, her dad being white pass, whatever.
Her mom was white passing. Yeah.
White passing. I just felt like for some reason there was some authenticity to her story. It seemed as if it wasn't just the schmaltzy. Because by the way, I'll be honest with you guys. The Bachelor isn't you're welcome. The Bachelor isn't the only show that cues up the violin music and gets into people. There was a show that came on MTV, you know, America's Best Dance Crew.
Yeah.
And before the dance crew.
Do I know about America's Best Dance Crew?
It was my favorite.
It
was my favorite show for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Before they would dance, they would always tell a sob story. And I would be like, yo, man, dance. I don't want to, it's not draft day. Dance. Get out there and dance. And because most of the sob stories were like weird and contrived, just much like they are here. But this one seemed like there was some actual depth to it. Like I was interested in what she was talking about.
She's obviously very smart.
Yeah. I felt like it was, obviously it was a real story and it was the truth. It just seemed a little like now, like right now, first night we're having this conversation. I just felt like it was like a little, it seemed a little forced to me, not taking away from the conversation. I just felt like this would have been great on a one-on-one date, but for the first night, I don't know. I feel like they wanted to have that conversation for the first night. So they made sure that conversation happened night one.
Yeah.
You know, so it was again a way to talk about being biracial. Hey, you're biracial. She's biracial. Let's talk about it. You have that in common. We don't have this conversation on the show. That's how I walked away from it. But I like Brie.
I like Brie too. I think that she'll be on for a long time. I want to mention Kristen, who is the subject of a viral tweet. This Sydney Battle tweeted, a girl I knew in college is going to be on The Bachelor. And one time after an alumni event, she took a subway with me and a man all the way in the wrong direction because he was trying to cheat on his wife with me and I was too dull to notice. So anyways, I think she should win. So Kristen, she was the one who said she loves a Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B song. And she was like dancing alone in her hotel room.
Oh, the attorney.
Yeah, the attorney. From New York. Yeah. I'm really into her. She seems like a great person. She's helping a friend, taking the subway when she doesn't need to. I'm all in on Kristen. I hope she stays a long time.
We didn't see enough of her.
I agree.
We should have seen more of her.
They had her before in the hotel, and then it was kind of like not a lot of her after that.
Right.
It leads me to believe she won't be hanging around for a long time, which I also feel about Maggie. I'm sorry to tell you. I felt like they were trying to front load Kristen and Maggie because they'll be like leaving week 3 or 4.
There's no way that Maggie will make it. Because Maggie's not going to make it. There's no way that Maggie will make it. However, Maggie's life is set because we got all types of various professional sports leagues here in the US of A. And now these guys are going to be able to see Maggie. Maggie DM's about to blow up. James Harden. Like
she
all
don't
of these
need
people,
that. She don't need that.
Don't matter. Don't matter. Maggie out of here.
Maggie's better than that.
Let's dream higher for Maggie.
Thank you.
James Harden got $300 million.
He just
James
turned
Harden
out 50 million.
He don't know how to act right. Can't out here at strip clubs giving people suitcases of $300,000.
All I'm saying is that Maggie don't need the show. Maggie doesn't need
James Harden is what we're saying.
Okay, Maggie, you can hook Maggie up after the show. You can introduce her to a nice man.
What was the lawyer lady again, though, real quick?
Kristen.
I liked her bubbly demeanor.
Yeah, Kristen was awesome.
she was great.
I hope Kristen's in Paradise. That's my hope for her. We're not going to get enough of her. She seemed great. I liked MJ, who was the blonde with very frizzy hair. I love someone willing to come out with just their frizzy hair and to not try to tame it. That was very exciting to me. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about Kit? I think she's going to be divisive. Kit is the daughter of fashion designer Cynthia Raleigh. She's 21, and she was, I believe, called Princess by Queen Victoria.
She was the one that was said, Kit means keep in touch, so mm-hmm. come find me in the house. Mm-hmm. Made no impression. She made no impression.
I feel like I know too much about her background before, like coming in. If I was Van and I watched the first episode, she didn't leave an impression. They didn't mm-hmm. really show enough of her. But to know that she's 21 and she's like lived this whole life before and her mother's this world-renowned fashion designer and she probably spends her summers in the Hamptons or yachting in Europe or, you know what I mean, traveling the world. She's 21.
Great life you've got dreamed up for Kit.
She's 21, but she comes in with all this life experience. She has a podcast. She's a small business owner, I think. I think they tried to make it seem like she was a lot smaller than what she really is. So I'm expecting more from her as the show goes on. But in the first episode, you're right, that there was no impression. She didn't really give us anything.
Isn't 21 too young to be on this show?
Absolutely.
Going through all this rigmarole.
Absolutely.
Like 21.
That's why I'm saying that about her.
How old is Matt, by the way?
28.
Oh, for real?
If you need any Matt facts, I'm here. I'm your girl.
We were looking at you.
So he was 28. He played at Wake Forest some years ago. So he didn't go to the. He didn't. What does he do now? What does Matt do now?
He works for. Thanks for asking. He works for CBRE, the commercial real estate business. But I don't really know. I mean, commercial real estate in New York, it's not a great time. He also, I think, was a Lululemon influencer, and by I think, I mean I know.
What?
I didn't know that.
What? Matt's a Lululemon influencer.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just what I saw on his Instagram. But he's been living in Florida with Tyler for all of quarantine. I mean, he's back in New York today, but I don't know. Now he's the Bachelor. He'll just have so many different revenue streams. I wish him the best.
So he's essentially not worked since March. Is that what you're saying?
I can't say that for sure. I don't know the terms of his employment, but I'm just saying it's not a great time to be in commercial real estate in New York. I mean, it's a very tough time, in fact. On the topic of Matt, I noticed tonight that he is raising money for the LeBron James Family Foundation and LeBron's school in Akron, which I just thought was very cool.
Yeah, Matt, the High Promise School. That's great. It's a great institution over there.
Yeah.
Matt is really committed to education. He co-founded a charity called ABC Food Tours. He seems like a great guy. I mean, like for all of our criticisms and whatever, he seems like a really good dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the dude
has a heart of service. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Let's talk about who we think is going to win. Like, who do you see going far? I've narrowed down my top four. Because I can reveal it to you if you're interested.
I have no way of knowing.
Yeah, you don't know what you're looking for.
He bit his lip when one girl came out. That girl's going far. He did he kind of holds his mouth in a different way. But
he does.
He like bit his lip when she was talking and her name was Rachel.
I was going to say Rachel too. Also, Rachel was really moved by the prayer. Like really moved by it.
Yeah, she started crying. I mean.
Yeah. I think Rachel's got it in the bag. Rachel's my pick to win.
This is so ridiculous. Why would you cry?
She was moved by it.
Why would you cry?
I thought maybe she had been drinking.
Weird.
I thought maybe she had been drinking.
Why would you cry? Like, so if I prayed and I saw somebody crying, get off. Get off the show. It's right away. I would get, like, you say the prayer, I look up and you crying. Nah, man. Killer. Serial killer. Get off the show. I mean, there's no reason. Why
was the only one. So she was the only one who cried. It's not like it was like a sea of room, a women crying. It was just Rachel.
One of the Serenas, I think, was like, are you okay? Do you need a moment? I think that was Serena. I think that was Serena P., who is the woman from Toronto. I think she's going to go far. She's a clear narrator.
She said, are you religious? And she kind of like skirted around the question, like no.
what are you doing? Oh, you know who else I like? You know who else I liked? I'll tell you why I like this, because I can relate to this. So remember the girl that got picked dead last to get the rose? And she's like, you know, I didn't really get any FaceTime, but
was it Anna?
Anna.
It was a blonde.
But I'm staring at him as he makes the cuts. Like, I like that. That's the kind of psychotic shit I'm into. Like, it's like she got no FaceTime with the guy, right? But she was like, I'm just going to look at him. I'm just going to stare at him as he's giving out the roast. He probably had somebody different in mind. But he's like, yo, I better give her a rose because she looking through me. I dug that for some reason.
Shut up. She manifested it. So you like a really intense, focused woman is what you're saying.
Yeah. Just like stare it down. Like, you know what I mean? Like stare it down. Like she was there. She had nothing else. All she had, the only weapon she had left was energy, and she used it, and she got the rose. Good for her.
Okay, sure. Yeah, good for her.
That's what happened. Yes.
All right. So Rachel, I think that Rachel A-E-L is going to win. I agree. I went completely with you. I think Abigail will go far. I was creeping on Abigail's sister's Instagram, and Abigail's sister, who she's roommates with, posted on November 26th that she hadn't seen her sister in a long time. Like kind of like a been a long time since I've seen you. So that would put Abigail into Final Four territory, which I 100% believe. I feel like he's into her.
I can't name the Final Four yet because, and I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but we do see the trailer for the next season.
Yes, he brings in several more women.
Oh, I didn't know it was five.
I think it's
so
five.
I feel like those women rock the boat.
Why do they do that? Why are they bringing in five more women?
I don't understand why they bringing in more ladies.
This is because they're in Nimi Colon. They have nowhere else to go. You've got to do something to shake things up. You can't travel to a different city, country, whatever it may be. So you bring in more people to shake things up. You don't want people to get too comfortable. That's why they're doing it. And this is where we see a lot more drama happen with whoever these women are that they're bringing in.
It's true. That's a good point. It's like the paradise effect. Bring in more people. Yeah. See what happens. They also bring in Heather, who was on Colton's season and is allegedly Hannah Brown's like best friend. And I don't, Van, you don't know this, but Heather was the never been kissed girl. She had never been kissed when she was on The Bachelor. Unfortunately, her first kiss was in life.
That's what she said.
That's in what life. She said.
Yeah, that's a life. Bunch of bullshit.
I actually kind of believed it. Did you believe it, Rachel?
Seriously?
Why would you want that to be known about you? If you're like 23, why would you choose that to be your persona?
Because she had nothing else interesting to talk about to get on the show. That was her shtick. You know what I mean?
Well, now she's back for round two.
Van, to set the stage for you, as she said, Heather is best friends with Hannah Brown. Hannah Brown also claims to be best friends with Matt James. Mm-hmm. So your two best friends had to have known each other before. You are at least the common denominator. You know both of them. You couldn't set, if Heather was interested in Matt or Matt was interested in Heather, you couldn't set them up in the real world. You let Heather go on this show, back on this show to meet Matt, your best friend. I just feel like that's not a real friend. Hannah's not her friend. I would never let you go on the show, Juliet, if that was you. If this was your story.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Friend, you will look terrible. This is a bad look for you. You don't want this to be your story. You've already been the girl who's never been kissed.
Didn't they bring somebody back?
Yes, and Heather.
So that's who that was?
Yeah. This is who this is.
So that wasn't like an ex of his or nothing like that?
No.
They made it seem like they had... Well, Rachel, you're okay. I didn't know, Rachel.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Sorry.
Like, Rachel's like, no. Jeez. Wow. But they made it seem as if, because they said you've already had your chance. What did they mean by you've already had your chance?
I think she said you already had your chance with a bachelor.
Oh, just like on the show. Yes. Oh, okay. I see.
You've been on the show, which speaks to a lot of their mindset of like, I'm on the show. I want the attention, whatever. I don't hold it against them. You know, just make the most of your time on TV. Make the most of your first time on TV. I think that Brie will also go far. I'm putting my money on Sarah, who was the journalist blonde. Actually, the first three women who came out.
I like her.
I like the
journalist blogger.
The caretaker.
Yes, yeah, ALS, which is absolutely tragic. I wish her the best. That's awful. Right.
That it is. But there was something that was genuine about her.
Yeah. So I think Sarah, Brie, Abigail, and Rachel That's my final four. But you're right. Like, these future women, who knows? Although the ones who came in for Tayshia, she just didn't even like think about
so
it again.
So let's go back over your final four. Let's choose them again. Now, who are they?
Bree.
Okay, which one is Bree again?
Bree was in the green dress, half Persian, half black.
Oh, okay. And then
Sarah.
Sarah. Which one is Sarah?
Blonde. Okay. White.
And then what's the other one?
Rachel. Brunette, white.
And then
Abigail.
The other one?
Abigail.
White. Yeah. White again?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're one out of four, culture.
I'm just, telling you what I foresee.
And by the way, I'm not saying you're wrong. But I'm just saying, Matt. Well, first of all, is this already done? Have they already finished?
Already done. It's done.
Oh, well, there's nothing to
If he picks someone, she's already been picked.
He's picking someone. This guy who's so worried about the pressure of being the first Black Bachelor and doing this right, he's definitely picking someone. I don't see him walking away without at least a girlfriend.
Do they not pick someone sometimes?
Very infrequently, but yes, it happens.
It's been done.
Pablo did that?
No, he picked someone he definitely should not have. It happened most famously with Brad Womack the first time he's on the show. He did not pick Deanna, who then went on to be the Bachelorette, or this other woman. But then he came back for a second time. He pulled a Heather and he came back and he was the Bachelor again.
He came back as the lead. If you're going to come back.
He got to do it two times.
Not a contestant. It's brutal in that house. You want to do this all over again? No.
No. So that's who I think he ends up with. But who do you guys think, what do you think happens for him to say that he's like not okay, pulls the Meghan Markle when Chris Harrison asks, are you okay? He says no.
Oh, good question. I really don't know. Like, I got handed to the Bachelor production team.
They're very good at their jobs. They are.
They don't miss. all of the hubbub that was going on with Chip and Dale, I was on the edge of my seat every single time. That was good television. I'm not gonna lie, man. And they leave you wanting more, but I have no clue. I actually thought about that when it was over. I was like, what could possibly be happening? And by the way, don't get me started on them making this brother cry. Like, come on, man. Like, it's dog. I mean, first of all, it's okay to cry.
Leads have to cry. Yeah.
But I don't know what it could have been. But I also didn't know that the person that was coming back into his life was a former contestant. I actually thought that maybe it was an ex-girlfriend or a monkey wrench. I thought maybe that could be it. But I really don't have a clue.
I think that he's been very open about, like, there's a lot there and he saw a lot growing up. And I feel like he gets some type of news. Mm. It's not anything that the women do. It's either something he realizes about himself in a conversation. Maybe somebody comes in, family, past. I feel like that's what makes him break down. It's something he's not expecting and it takes him by surprise, which is why we get that ugly cry from him, right? Mm. You get that deep. That came from within.
Guttural.
Since he says he hasn't been in love, which, by the way, I don't think is that weird. I feel like it's like built up a lot, but like whatever. Maybe he thought he was and he realized he wasn't. Anyway, because of that, I agree with you. Like, I don't know if this is like inflicted by one of the women. I feel like I think that he has the capacity to move on if he needs to. Obviously, he's like been in self-preservation mode before with relationships, I assume. So I agree. I feel like it's like something more related to like his whole being and less like show dependent.
But absolutely.
We'll find out, I guess. I'm excited. I don't know. I mean, I presume we'll be getting a lot more of Matt's abs, which, you know, who says no to that? I mean, he's just very handsome. There's no way around it.
He's very handsome. I thought that maybe he was lying about being in love, but then I saw this picture right here. You see that picture?
Yeah.
Nah, I can see it now.
Where did you find that?
That was on Twitter. Look at that,
on
man.
On the Twitter.
look at that haircut. Ain't nobody, no, nobody loved him.
I think he did it for like, for Halloween, perhaps.
No, not the way they were dressed. Not the way they were dressed.
He is. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie though. He is handsome though. Because even my mom was like, my mom sent some not so repeatable. It's very embarrassing. But my mother, like, she's into this Bachelor.
Yeah, we all are.
Good.
But she is into him. She's like, she say, oh, he's some fine. That's what she say, you know, when she's into somebody like that. She's like, she thought he was in the army. For some reason, he does have a sort of a very buttoned up type of deal.
Clean cut, yeah.
She could have had that if for Mike Johnson, but you know,
Mike Johnson, Dolphin Man.
Don't go there.
Dolphin dolphin man.
Van's still pissed about a picture of Mike circulating on the internet with him and a dolphin.
It was a sea lion. Now I'll tell you what they did real quick, and then we can move on. I'm gonna spend too much time on it. They showed all of these other hot pictures of bachelors, that this guy could be the bachelor, this guy could be the bachelor. When they show a picture of Mike Johnson, it was Mike Johnson and a damn sea lion. He was at SeaWorld. And I was like, y'all sabotaging this brother before he even get a chance. And it's still SeaWorld gate is the reason why Mike Johnson didn't get a shot at being the bachelor.
That might be it. Everyone wants to wonder why. Mm-hmm. That's it.
We can't rule it out. We don't know that it wasn't happening. Rachel, Van, you can weigh in on this too, but I'm not sure you're going to have a strong opinion. Who do you think will be the bachelorette from this bunch?
Oh, Juliet, I honestly haven't even thought about that. This is the first time I'm thinking about it.
I could see it being Brie if she doesn't win. We got a lot of Brie.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to pick another person of color. Right. And not that Brie is not qualified. I'm just thinking of, you know, Tayshia, Matt. They're going to be like, all right, that's enough.
That would be funny if they did. Just go on a run.
Just go on a whole run. I hope they
about
do.
A year and a half from now, you know, is the Bachelorette, Keisha and Compton. They just keep going, go on a run until we really, because I feel like they're tipping to where we can really get to the community, because we'll watch that. I will watch that.
Keisha and Compton?
Keisha, the Bachelorette, Keisha and Compton. The whole thing. They
Let
do
me get
it right
back to your question, Juliet.
I'm just saying. That would be entertaining.
I feel like we didn't see enough of the women. So I'll just pick Sarah right now because
Sarah's a good pick. Good pick.
She came in with a strong story, and it was heartbreaking. I thought she was relatable. And she just seemed like she was there for the right reasons.
Seems like she gets emotional in this season as well, which I feel like will usually helps if you kind of show that vulnerability, which we haven't talked about. Matt says vulnerable so many times, and he's like kind of swallows the L when he says vulnerable. It's like a word that he's not that used to saying, but he's using it a lot for the show. I was just like, okay, we get it. You're looking for vulnerability. You want to be vulnerable. He also had the slight, I call it the Russell Wilson gene, which Dale had as well, which is like prone to kind of like football talk, football motivational talk. Like what I challenge with the women with tonight is really letting their walls down. And I'm very pro Russell Wilson today. What he did for his teammate to get him extra 100 grand is wonderful. So shout out to Russell Wilson. But I just felt like that like football coach, like QB1 vibe was coming through a little bit with Matt, which is fine. He played football. I can't hold it against him. But it was like, it was very clear.
All of these guys look like they could be Russell Wilson's brothers. Like they all in the same family. You know what I mean? Like it, to me, it's not only the football speak, but it's like, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I'm looking for something a little bit less safe from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see.
He might get there. This is his first
Does
time
that
on
happen?
Camera.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't want to disappoint. I don't want you to get your hopes up. I think he's a pretty straight and narrow guy. I don't think that there's a lot of edge there, what it is that you're looking for, which is why the episode started off with the dildo. To give the episode some edge.
That makes sense.
I think that's a fair reading. I think he also seems like a happy guy. Like, I just feel like he is, like, happy. So, like, the next part of his happiness is finding a girlfriend or a wife. So, like, okay, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a good guy. I just don't think he's going to be as dynamic as you want him to be, man, for what you're looking for.
Well,
I don't think you're
going to
get it.
Well, to be honest with you, I think that you were right about something to a degree. When we talked about the last season of The Bachelorette, in all seriousness, it was very unconventional in the way that it started. And there was mischief afoot. There was a lot of mischief in the beginning. And they were being mischievous. They were being like, whatever, whatever. They were throwing caution to the wind. And I was like, yo, this is dope. They were annoying me as a couple. But that was interesting. This seems a little different. But I will say that the collection of women that he has, I think that the collection of women are pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Always. That's always
the case. I think that
the
collection of women are
really
very interesting. Right. Very creative.
Casting has done a good job these last two seasons. Like, this is like a genuinely impressive group of women, I think.
Juliet, I told Van on our podcast that he loved he doesn't watch the show. So for a person who's not a fan of the show, you like when the show goes off the beaten path.
Yeah.
So he was enamored with Chip and Dale, as he called them, because you never knew what to expect. And I told him when Tayshia's season starts, it's more traditional. So you'll probably get a little bored because it's, you know what to expect each
all the
episode.
Beats, yeah.
Yeah. You were spoiled before. That is how Matt's episode is going to be as well. It's more traditional.
Yeah.
Like there's certain things that have to happen each week.
Yeah.
So I just want to get your mind right.
Yeah. You just get your head in the game.
I'm ready. I saw them boxing.
Yeah.
Like they make boxing. Them fight. There's a lot. No, they fight on these shows. We have to have a.
This ain't Bad Girls Club. It's not. You're not gonna get what you want,
bro. On the last season, Riley took his gigantic goddamn arms and elbowed that dude in the face. What was the guy's name? Spencer.
Riley, correct.
Riley elbowed the hell out of him on purpose. Me and Riley would have had to get down. Like he elbowed like he elbowed him super hard. Like they were getting physical. So I think it's probably I'm looking forward to that and seeing this. It seemed like an entertaining season from the trailer.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good. I don't know. I can't believe Matt James 919. I can't believe it's really happening and it's real. Vanna Rachel, thank you so much for joining me. This has been a true delight. I will be back on Thursday on Bachelor Party with Matt James himself and Ivan Hall. So that will be exciting. And
Ivan.
Ivan. Yes, Ivan.
I can't wait for that. I'll be tuning in.
Please do.
Ivan was done wrong.
You know, Ivan seems just fine. I think he's just hanging in. Just my take. Van and Rachel are on Higher Learning every Tuesday and Friday. They're going to be talking Bachelor all season long now that Van is a batchy, as he says. And check out all the Ringer podcasts on the Ringer Podcast Network. Thanks so much for listening. And happy Bachelor holiday. It's finally here with Matt James 919.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Juliet. It was a lot of fun.
Bye, guys. Thanks for having us.